April 30th, Edward Snowden accepts the Ridenour Prize for truth-telling. During his speech, he makes this remark about reform efforts in Congress.
We'll get laws passed. Hopefully, we'll see the USA Freedom Act, which is the only act that really starts to address these concerns.
The USA Freedom Act, one of many reform bills working their way through Congress, but the one most preferred by civil libertarians and privacy advocates, including the guy who started all of this. So it came as a surprise to cynics when less than a week later, the House Judiciary Committee announces it will take action on the USA Freedom Act and pass it out of committee, setting up a showdown with a rival bill coming out of the House Intelligence Committee, chaired by Mike Rogers, a big defender of the NSA and not a fan of Edward Snowden. But there's a catch, as there always is on Capitol Hill. In order to secure enough votes for passage, the Judiciary Committee guts the USA Freedom Act, and they replace it with new language, rolling back many of the stronger provisions reigning in the NSA. For one, the new USA Freedom Act no longer contains an explicit prohibition on the backdoor search loophole, which Senator Ron Wyden warned was the NSA's ability to spy on Americans whose communications had been incidentally swept up into the NSA's massive foreign intelligence databases. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren's efforts to remove the loophole failed. But both Democrats and Republicans on the Judiciary Committee praised the new USA Freedom Act and declared that it at least does one thing.
This committee now stands poised to end domestic bulk collection across the board.